Anyway, famous author, Charles Dickens, I believe it was, who said, these are the best of times and the worst of times. And maybe he even said, these are the worst of times and the best of times. But a funny thought occurred to me today, that statement is always relevant. In 2008, I believe it was, when the stock market crashed and the world was spinning towards financial disaster, and everybody was full of fear. So I got up before Slichas, I think it was, and I started my talk by saying, these are the worst of times and the best of times. And I explained that when times are rough, when life is challenging, that's when we have a greater opportunity to connect with Hashem. Because we realize that we need Him. We see that my money is disappearing. I was worth so much this morning. This afternoon, I'm cutting half in size, and tomorrow another half, and who knows if there's going to be anything left. So it's the worst of times. In the worst of times, we have the best of opportunities to turn to Hashem, to connect with Hashem, to pray to Hashem, to count on Hashem, to trust Hashem, to hope to Hashem, and He comes becomes more apparent to us that He's active in our lives and that we truly need Him and need to connect with Him. Fast forward almost 10 years, and now we would say, these are the best of times. The market reached yesterday heights that no one ever dreamt that it would reach. It's 10 years later, it's exactly the opposite of what happened 10 years ago. So really, people feel it's the best of times. There's money, people are giving donations today, the last day of the year, so they can get their tax exemption because they don't know next year what's going to happen with the tax. But in the meantime, they have money to give, and they're pouring money into stockers and other things and purchasing, and the buying season was the best they've had in 10 years, and great. But it's also the worst of times, because this is the time that we forget about Hashem. Oh, I got so much money. My stocks are worth so much. I have so much money in the bank. I'm making such a big bonus this year. So many things are going my way. I never thought I would become so rich so fast. Yeah. Okay. You know, like the guy who was all in trouble, and the famous thing, it's not exactly parallel, but he... there was a flood, and he went up on the top of his roof, and somebody comes by with a rowboat and says, we'll save you. He says, no, Hashem will help me. And then somebody comes by with an airplane and wants to drop him a rope, and Hashem will help me. And then when he goes down and he says, he's finished, and he comes upstairs and says, I relied on you. Why don't you help me? So he says, I sent you a rowboat. I sent you an airplane. What's with you, man? So, sometimes that... we don't see that Hashem is with us. We don't see when we have it good. We don't see that Hashem will help me. Hashem is helping me. Hashem is doing everything. And and it's a very sad, sad message. There's another message that sometimes we forget when things are going well. They tell this story about a father of a young girl, a young woman, and she wanted to get engaged to a certain young man. And the father didn't approve of the shidduch. He didn't think it was appropriate for his wonderful daughter. He says, let me talk to this guy for a few minutes. And he sits down to talk to him. And he says, I'd like to know how you think you're going to be able to afford insurance when you marry my daughter. So he says, Hashem will help. Hashem provides. And how are you going to pay the rent on the apartment? Hashem will provide. And how are you going to afford the grocery bills and everything? Hashem helps. Hashem will help. And after a couple more, Hashem this and Hashem that and Hashem the other thing, the guy walks out. The father says, wonderful, mazel tov, I love this shidduch. And his wife asks him, what happened? He thinks I'm Hashem. See, that's the mistake we make. We forget. It's not the market. It's not the business. It's not the boss. It's not the connections. It's not the bank account. It's not the stock portfolio. It's not my MBA from Harvard. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when times are good, in reality, it's the worst of times, because it's the easiest to forget Hashem. When times are bad, it's really the best of times, because then we have a great need, motivation, and a push, a thrust to remember Hashem, to think of Hashem, to connect with Hashem, to rely on Hashem. Why do I mention this morning? In Parshas Vayechi, there's a very interesting Rashi. And it seems that the Vilna Goin, in the Siddur HaGro, in the Avni Eliyahu, says that this Rashi explains to us the concept of tefillah. What are we doing when we're praying to Hashem? What are we doing when we're saying the Shmona Esrei? What is this tefillah all about? And he says that the shoyresh of the word tefillah is based on a word that it says in this parsha. When Yaakov finally comes down to Mitzrayim and he's privileged to meet his son Yosef after so many years, Yaakov says to him, amongst other things, Re'oi ponecho loy pilolti. I never thought I would see you again. And now, look, I see you in all your glory with your children. And Yaakov was, of course, very touched emotionally at his meeting and his newfound connection with his son Yosef. But Rashi says, what does it mean, pilolti? And the Goyin says that's the same shoyresh as tefillah. He says, pilolti, Rashi says, loy mla'ani libi lachshoiv. My heart never filled, I never filled my heart, or my heart never filled me with the positive thinking that I would see you again. It seems that pilolti is a lotion of optimistic thinking. It's optimistic. Optimism means I'm looking forward to a bright future. I'm relying that the future is going to be good. I'm optimistic about the future. I'm hopeful about the future. I'm confident about the future. And Rashi says that the Lashon Pilolti is that type of a positive, optimistic machshova. Re'oi ponecho loy pilolti, loy mla'ani libi lachshoy. My heart never filled me with that machshova, machshova that's connected between the mind and the heart, that I would ever see you again. And it seems that the essence of tefillah is really this concept of positive thinking about Hashem and reliance on Hashem. We ask Hashem to give us das. Das is very important. Wisdom is the first bracha that we ask for. It's very, very important. In fact, it's very interesting. It's very interesting that of all the brachas in the Shmona Esrei, we start asking what we want. Hashiveinu, Slachlonu, Re'evonyeinu, Rifo'enu. We just ask Hashem direct. In the first bracha, we say, Atochine lodem das, sumalamid lenu ishbino. You're the one who constantly grants wisdom, insight and understanding to people. Therefore, we ask you to grant us wisdom. Why does this bracha have a praise before we ask for the request, when all the other brachas just go straight to the request? Rifo'enu, Barich Oleinu, Slachlonu, Re'evo Onyeinu, Shema Koileinu. I think the answer is really very simple. Everything else we know is up to Hashem. Doctors can't do anything unless Hashem wants it. MBAs from Harvard don't do anything unless Hashem wants us to have good parnosa. Forgiveness is only up to Hashem. Tzoros, only Hashem can alleviate our tzoros. Re'eva onyeinu. Geula, He's the only one. There's one thing that we tend to forget that Hashem is involved in. And that's seichel, chokhmah. Why? I was born brilliant. I'm a genius. I'm off the charts. I don't need Hashem's help. Me? I'm this genius. I think I was born stupid. I don't got no brains. When they were giving out brains, I came too late. So I said, ooh, you think you're stupid? So there's no point in praying. No, atochine lodem das, sumalame lenu shpira. Hashem is constantly in present tense giving and granting wisdom and understanding to everyone. It makes no difference what I was born with. All the other things, I realize that it's all from Hashem. This, I think, it's too late. If I have the brains, I have. If I don't, I don't. It's not true. Hashem is constantly granting wisdom. There are some of the born smartest people, highest IQ, that can do the stupidest things because Hashem didn't give them the wisdom. And there are some people that are not that brilliant, and yet they can come up with the most brilliant ideas and insights because Hashem grants them that wisdom. So, Tefillah is about recognizing that everything is from Hashem, which we do by asking Hashem, which we do by after each request. We say, Baruch to Hashem, you're the source of all bracha. We realize that everything comes from you. This is what you do. You're the Refei Cholim. You're the Goal Yisrael. You're the Soleach. You're the Mekabitz Golius. You're the Mevorech HaShonim. And once we realize that everything comes from Hashem, we start to have these positive thoughts. We become optimistic. We become hopeful. We develop a trust in Hashem that He's going to help us because that's what He does. He is the Refei Cholim. He's the one who heals. He is the Goal Yisroel. He is the Mevorech HaShonim. He is the Shomea Tefillah. And since this is what He does, it's almost this is what He does professionally. This is His thing. So we're relying on Him. And the Tefillah is a process of bringing us to a connection, a realization, and a reliance and a confidence and an optimism that Hashem is, in fact, going to help us and going to grant us those things that we ask for. And therefore, it's so important to focus on tefillah, because this optimism and this reliance and this bitochin and this sense of confidence doesn't come overnight. There's no button to press. Now I am pressing the optimistic button. Now I am pressing the bitochin button. Now I'm pressing the hopefulness button. Now there's no such buttons. It's work. But it's every tefillah. It's every time we turn to Hashem, we strengthen every insight, every nuance gives us new strength. And the Chofetz Chaim promises us in a letter that to the degree that we develop confidence in Hashem, it's to that degree that we influence the outcome and the results of our requests of our tefillahs. It isn't all or nothing. I don't have to be on the top, the highest level of this bitochen and confidence in order to receive Hashem's help. Whatever degree I manage to get is to that degree that I influence the results. So it's a very, very important message. It's a very, very important attitude. It's a very, very important sense to develop that connection to Hashem. And that, in truth, can help us through all the difficulties. And in the best of times, there's a grave danger of it really being the worst of times, because the better things appear on the outside, the easier it is to forget Hashem. The worse it is, the more likely we are to remember Him. So let's take advantage of these best of times. Let's thank Hashem for all the good that He gives us in these best of times. Let us remember that even in the best of times, there are still challenges, and we know so many people are facing terrible, terrible, difficult, painful, overwhelming challenges. And let's make sure that we make this into the really, truly best of times by taking advantage of letting us forget about Hashem, thanking Hashem for the best, for the good. And despite the fact that we think we have everything, let's turn to Hashem and recognize that we still need Him. In fact, maybe we need Him even more because we've taken our focus off Him and put it just on the natural good that surrounds us. And therefore, no matter what the situation in the world outside, we have to remember never to forget and always to strengthen that sense of positive, optimistic thoughts and reliance in Hashem. And that can make all the difference in our lives. To the degree that we trust Him, it's to that degree that we affect our future.